The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Let me start by saying, I hate everybody. I just want everybody to know from the get-go that I just can't stand anybody. I don't even like myself. I don't like this system. I drove behind some... how should I describe this? I don't care who it is, a guy, girl, dog, or a giraffe. I was driving behind the slowest driving ever coming in here today, and I thought for one second that my liver had actually, like, started to develop like another liver.
You're telling me she drove slow to D.C.?
Yeah. Now that I'd have to question, because we all know Darren is one of the weakest, feeble excuses for a driver. Chinese American living in San Francisco, back in New York, traveling. Listen to this. Now, this one will get you. DC is staying at my house tonight, which is the worst bit of news I've seen maybe ever. We have an early red eye. Most people think the red eye is late at night, but in my case, Pharrell, red eye means early AM. Because I wake up, and when I have to travel across the country, I tend to like to show up at the airport with just kicking breath, no shower, cack on my lips, and a mean streak. Darren, how many times have you seen me attack innocent civilians in airports in the last 3 years?
Well, you're a time bomb waiting to happen. This should allow you through the security gates.
Max, how many times have you been with me when I was thrown off of an airplane for abusive foul language?
Airport police actually had to enter the plane and cuff you and take you off.
Well, they let me go at least. I talk big until the cuffs come on. B.A., how many times have you traveled with me across the country where I sat in first class and pursued drinking records?
79.
Thank you very much. We've got that all cleared up. Now let me talk about my schedule. We'll talk sports in a minute when I feel like it. My schedule is this. Now this is for... There goes my plane. Now the ambassador is traveling with us. Now he has never traveled with me before, I don't think. He's always like met me there. Have you ever traveled with me before, or have you just met me? You're actually flying on my plane tomorrow.
This is a first and maybe a last.
I believe that. Now, Wednesday night, Thursday night, I'm in New York City at Mickey Mantle's. And considering the fact that they can't hear me in New York right now, screw them. Let's move on to the next scheduled event. It's not like anybody out here in LA cares about my gigs tomorrow night, right? So I've decided, because I am so worthy of good causes, like children's leukemia, that I would throw a drunken, beer-infested, foul-language, expletive-filled, tirade-type bash on Friday night for L.A. exclusively because they were so jealous that I was going to New York for 2 days. So Friday morning, I'm going to fly back to L.A. Friday night, here's the gig. This Friday night, which is even bigger news, it's Friday the 13th. I'm hoping that either my plane crashes or I get shot on the way to Buena Park. Now, the odds on the plane wrecking are low, but the odds on me getting shot on the 91 are high. The biggest bash going anywhere Friday, okay? Now, USC has a football game on Saturday at the Coliseum, and it's on Real Radio 97.1, and that's all fine and dandy, and that's going to be quite a game. But now, aren't they playing some rollover? Who's USC playing? Some pathetic excuse for the Beavers. So, of Oregon State, so Saturday's game is clearly not as important as Pharrell's gig Friday. If you go to my gig Friday, I got $900 that says you will not make the football game Saturday. No one that leaves the National Sports Grill will be able to get out of bed in time to make it to the Coliseum because you will be hurting with, you know, reverbed Pharrell alcohol shock. And also, I will not pay a bar tab at this place. I will ring one up on their asses like they'll never forget, but I will not pay the bar tab. If I get a bar tab on Friday night, I'm going to eat it, and then I'm going to drink 50 shots, and I'm going to pull my pants down on top of the bar, and I'm going to pee on people's dinners. How's that taste? Sound good? So I take it I won't be paying any bar tab Friday night. I'm planning on spending large sums of money in New York, though, on DC and the ambassador so that the three of us can maintain an East Coast anger, violent, dyspeptic, distraught, torque. For me to be able to walk the streets of New York, I gotta be in the crappiest mood possible. Thus, I'll spend a lot of money striving to have enough intake to be able to be just sweating and terse. Does that all make sense? Now let me clear something else up. This is Friday night, the gig at the National. Now, this I predict will cause you 2 days of, like, you know, after Pharrell shock. So Monday I've decided to fly to Denver and to herod a dog that bit you and do another bash. Monday night, September 16th, which is this upcoming Monday night, I'm gonna be in Denver, Lodell, Blake Street. You know how they call the Rockies the Blake Street Bombers? Funny how they have all the records and all the big numbers this year and all the home runs and all the RBIs and all the great numbers, but they're in like no hell chance to get in the playoffs. So they can talk all they want about how big and bad they are, but I know what I'm doing. I'm coming to Denver and I'm bringing with me the entire McNichols Arena final game of the Stanley Cup Finals ice. I'm bringing all of the ice with me to that party. Whether you like it or not, I will show up at the sports column on Monday night with the entire McNichols Arena ice surface from the Stanley Cup Championship night. Now, if I am lying, strike me dead right now. If I am telling the truth, let me get my lovely Pharrella crew to support me in a large, hurling, billowing, sweating, chastising yell from the other room. Hey! Thank you very much, you're beautiful people. Therefore, I'm traveling light to New York. I'm going to take a box of Ritz crackers, three pairs of underwear because I sweat through two of them during the shows, and the third pair I'll wear on Friday flying back. One pair of underwear per night. Hanes, are those people giving me any money, Ambassador? Are the Hanes underwear people giving all the money to Mike, or am I invested in?
Oh, we're working on that. We'll try to close that deal while we're in New York.
I'm not taking underwear to New York. I've just changed my mind. I will do all three shows. Wednesday, Thursday, New York, Friday night, L.A., nude, with just like shorts on top of my package. Ladies, that's a good enough reason right there for you to be at the National on Friday night. Pharrell will be package toting. Monday night, I'm bringing the Stanley Cup ice surface with me to Denver. DC, what's your responsibility for this trip? Will you be carrying my Mario Lemieux mic with honor like the Olympic torch?
I hold it up in the air and I pass it on to those in New York.
I will be talking about a number of things tonight, including the U.S.-Canada World Cup Game 1 from Philly. It is 2-2 going into the third. Power play goal for Lindros. He flipped off the crowd in Philly tonight when he scored. Darian Hatcher with two goals for the USA. His only two goals that he scored in the last 5 years. Now, I'm going to discuss wild card and pennant chases. And I'm going to provide you with cash flow assistance programs, otherwise known as Pharrell Locks of the Week. College and pro, I rule. Everyone else sucks. This is Pharrell on the bench. Get some. Sanchez, brought to you by Sony PlayStation. You're not ready. This is Rancid, exactly the way my breath is going to smell in the morning when I go to LAX. I may go out tonight and jog like 15 miles on the beach with a cigar to create even more odor. I may, you know, go to bed just soaked in sweat smell and then let it like ferment on my body and wake up sticky and rotten smelling like cracked eggs in a turned off fridge. And I'll just reek ass tomorrow in first class. And I may even take a couple of hits off a stogie at the airport out in the terminal where they do the debriefing and the anal check. They do a cavity check on you. Sir, can you please put that cigar out so I can check your rectum? What have you been eating? Fried rice, sir. I'm for four nights a week. Order some up, Max. I'm hungry. I can only afford the fried rice on Tuesdays and Thursdays, considering how rich I am. The best thing about these trips is how much money I spend, actually, doing work for these people. Who do I work for? I can't get into it right now because I have so many bosses. I think some of them are in town tonight. I know that the honorable and the holy Mel Karmazin is in Los Angeles as we speak. And therefore, can I just please have a moment without raucous music so that I can just a moment of silence in his honor? Thank you very much. That was for Mel Karmazin, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Todd Hollinsworth just hit a solo home run in the first for Mel Karmazin. Now, this is the guy that I answer to, and I think he's in L.A. today, so I know that he's probably listening, driving fast somewhere on the highway, throwing cigarettes out the window. He didn't even smoke. He's throwing out whatever's in the rental car. Anyway, are you ready? Are you ready now? Are we all? 800-BENCH-29. I got my scheduling done. I've got my drink intake done. I've got my body torque sweat level up. All right. Brooklyn Harry's in New York.
Scotty.
Harry.
You're the man.
Now listen, Harry. I want you to go outside tonight at the top of your lungs.
Yes.
On your, top of your building there in the skyscraper pit hell of the world.
Got
and
it.
Just start screaming that I'm coming there tomorrow night, Mickey Mantle's.
Yeah, well, I just got to be there. I need one of those pads.
Jesus, Harry, I thought I already set you up with one.
All right. No, you didn't, but, you know, by the way, about your underwear. You got to let your boys hang loose, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Darren, I want you to get Harry into the gig.
Oh, great, man.
I don't even care about what you think about who I let into my party.
You gotta let me.
DC's in charge of.
Show up when you're not even on the air.
Darren's in charge of all women that are allowed in. I'm in charge of all beer drinkers.
Cool.
Harry, you're there.
All right.
Now, what do you want to say about the Yankees real quick?
Well, they're rallying right now. It's tied 8-8, top of the eighth.
What are they doing? Dancing.
They're falling apart. Doc Gooden got smacked around like he was a little leaguer today.
This is every day, his last five outings, and they are collapsing in front of your very eyes.
Got to go with Kenny Rogers over Dwight Gooden right now.
Hell, the way I look at it, by the time I leave New York, they'll be in second place.
Oh, I hope not.
All right, I'll give you D.C. I'll set you up with this gig.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Harry's going to go in VIP. That means he gets a free buffet.
He was the last one. That's it.
No more people will be allowed into the bar. Do not ask for any more passes because we don't want you. The bar has been secured and filled. It is going to be so packed with, well, I won't even get into it. Vinny on Long Island of the National Memorial County College, Amon Uniondale, New York, Canada. Oop!
Pharrell, you freak.
Now, Vinny, I already got you in, right?
I didn't get in yet. No, I called the other night, but nobody set me up, man.
God, that sucks. You lose.
I wear Metallica shirts. I'll be the only one there with a Metallica shirt on.
Hey, maybe I'll wear mine, and we'll just, like, have a cold one.
All right. You know, I wanted to say, you know, as glum as the Mets season has been, you know, at least we have Todd Hundley, Bernard Gilkey, and Lance Johnson. You
Lance
know,
Johnson.
Ball players,
I mean,
know?
Look at Lance last night. Triple-double single, 200th hit. This guy is... He's gone unnoticed. Not only do they not talk about him on ESPN, but they don't talk about him in the tabs either. What, does he not give interviews or something? Why is it that they have dissed this dude? All they ever talk about is Hundley's 40. Now, God bless Hundley and the 40, and God bless Gilkey and his re-up with his deal with his agent, and if they can get that deal done, but you know they're going to test the waters. But what about Lance Johnson?
Exactly, exactly. At least they got him for a couple of years at least.
Too bad they're 50 games out. Something like that. I mean, they're just not doing well. You look at all the suck teams, the Mets, Tigers, Phillies, Giants, and Pirates. Is there any American League Brewers? Any other suck teams? Yeah, I mentioned the Tigers like first. But they're dancing with the Yankees tonight at 8. I'll give you scores, finals that I got, and maybe we'll call and harass somebody soon. I don't even know what'll happen tonight. I know we're going to have gas, though, because we're going to eat more fried rice.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, God. I'm more human than human. There's Janet Jones high-fiving someone looking very fine in the crowd, supporting Wayne Gretzky and the Canadian team. It appears that they have taken the lead on a Théo Fleury goal. And I think it's all part of a communist plot to take over the world. The Canadians are communists. It's got to be. I'm very confused. This is anti-American.
Living large with thrill, we drink all the bats and maybe a moose head or two. Chugging whiskey is unacceptable on game day, so we drink cold brew instead, and we seem to play just fine when we're drinking brew. God save. Hello. Gloriously, I sing to you. Oh, hello. I said, look at something. I got every one of my spreads to hit on Saturday and Sunday, and I win lots of money on Pharrell's Locks of the Week. Thank you. Oh, Jeremy's in Syracuse.
Pharrell, you the man.
That was a lovely rendition.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
I like to piss off people that tell me not to sing. They're constantly telling me not to sing and not to eat.
People not want you to sing.
They don't want me to sing or eat. They want me to die.
All right, Pharrell, hug me up with DC after you're done with me, but how could SU get thrashed that bad? I mean, I called you on Friday, and you said I was going to see a close game, and I got some good seats. I was in that North Carolina cheering section.
Did you sit at the game and just curse my name is my question?
Yeah, I shouted up. The second field goal was missed. I was like, Pharrell that.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is that I was as pissed off as you because I lost on Carolina. And the funny thing was is that Friday night we were sitting in here scared to death to take Syracuse and to believe that they were actually going to get it done. We knew that something smelled rotten the way Carolina had looked and the way they were heading into the game confidence-wise. They walked into the game saying, hey, we're not afraid. We're going to go in there. We won 45-7 against Clemson, and we plan on kicking their ass. I like teams that talk like that. I like the way Ricky Waters talked heading into the Green Bay game. But he didn't walk the walk. He fumbled. And, of course, Green Bay has a lot to do with Syracuse.
Yeah, really.
I know. Tom in Fort Collins, Colorado, off the Fan. I think he's driving down next Monday to see my gig.
Pharrell, you're the man.
Are you and a bunch of buddies road tripping down to the Sports Column Monday night?
You know it. I was going to say pour me a beer, but screw that. Save it for the 500 kegs we're going to be drinking on Monday down Lodo.
I can't wait to show up there and and pound beer in the high altitude so that I can get super just like laden with sick. I want to have like six brews. You know that every six brews you have at sea level is 24 beers in the air? So I'll have a six pack and it'll be like a case. And wait till you hear me on the air with a case.
Hey, can you get me a few VIPs for that?
Yeah, hey, well, the funny thing is, Tom, is that there are no very important people in Denver, so they've decided not to have a VIP list. They've decided that I'm not even important. I'm just the sponsor of the beer-drinking festivities.
All right. So, well, a few questions. Beginning of the year, preseason, everybody thought the Vikings were going to be last in a division. How do you think they're going to end up?
Well, obviously, Brad Johnson's not going to start this week. They're going to put Moon back in there, but I think Johnson did a hell of a job. I'm not going to talk about a team that's 2-0 in a rough light. I'm going to say this. I still believe that they're an average football team at best and that they're not going anywhere.
All right. Thanks a lot.
I hate to do that to you. And I also think they're going to lose to the Bears at Soldier Field. So tonight I dole out nothing but locks against the number, and I'm going to hit every game this week. I'm not going to get any wrong. This is back-to-back, 16 straight hits from the Pharrell. My college hits are in your face. Christ, I even hit Louisville in the 20 over Penn State with all those miserable Valley-living mother Pharrellers. Zach's in here ripping with Max. Come on. LA gets so pissed when Pharrell goes to New York, so he's throwing a bash for them Friday night at the National in Buena Park. So come on out, Friday night, Buena Park, the National. It's on Orange Thorpe right off the 91, so bring a gun. Raul Mondesi with a two-run triple. So, like, Hollinsworth's got a home run, and Mondesi's got a two-run triple. Let me give you these since I promised that I would. Today there was a day game. Cards beat the Giants 1-0. Then again, who doesn't? Cleveland rallied at home and beat Cali 7-5 over our Angels. We don't care. Angels lost. We don't care. Angels lost. We don't care because they draw no fans. Disney can go out there with nude Snow Whites and they won't draw. I wonder what Snow White's like nude. Pretty hot, probably. Didn't that prince want to do her? Oh, happy. All right, Mets and Marlins are 3-3 in the 10th. Hey, they're having an extra inning game at Shea. The postgame show should only be 2 hours. Top seven, Cubs at home, 5-3 over the Expos. Bottom five, Rotto trailing Atlanta 6-4. Top two, Dodgers, I told you, on the Hollinsworth shot and the Mondesi, a triple, 3-0. And, I did have to get the San Diego in because it's important. They're tied with the Pirates at ones in the bottom of the first at the Murph. The Yankees now lead the Tigers 9-8, top nine in Detroit. Boston, and look at this game. Boston, God, if this thing would ever just stop changing on me. What is with this thing jacking off on me? It's torture, man. I can't even get this thing to work. These things suck. Milwaukee 11-10 over Boston in the bottom of the ninth at Fenway. Top nine. Aren't we getting these for free? God, they're great. They suck so bad. I love them. These are the greatest pieces of shagalugalaga which I've ever seen. Top nine, Baltimore leading the White Sox 5-1. That's a huge series there. And bottom nine, Texas up on Toronto 11-8. And top nine, Oakland 7-0 over Minnesota. Bottom eight, Kansas City leading Seattle 4-2. Now get the ambassador on there. Well, tell me this much at least, smoothie. Do I get free booze on my flight?
Half off.
Anything that I drink tomorrow, you're paying for. I'm going to put it on your corporate card. And the fact that I have to sit with you and DC to share my buzz is enough to make me sick to my stomach because these guys are so laced with corporate business deals, phones ringing, credit cards, memos, meetings, laptops, pressure, money, revenue, affiliates that I have to sit there and think sex and sports by myself.
And a tie is required.
Tie stick. Can we smoke on those planes? Adrian in Denver.
Hey, for real, what do you got tonight?
I don't know. I'm leaving so early that we're leaving tonight.
Hey, I'm going to
see flight's
you
in the morning, but I'm leaving tonight.
I'm going to see you on Monday, all right? Now.
You going to be there?
Yeah, I'll be there. Now, I got to let you know this, though. I'm watching your back. The guys here in Denver, the sports guys that are on the radio host, they're dogging you big time.
Well, that's natural, dude.
They're just so jealous of you.
Dude, of course they are.
You're the super stud.
I'm no super anything. I know this, though. I'm in 100 cities, and everyone hears me. There's millions that dance with me every night. I make all the money, and that's why they're mad.
Yeah, that's why they're mad. But the Broncos, when you come here, the Broncos are going to be 3-0. We're on our way to the Super Bowl. You know, John Elway.
I guarantee you that the reports of my demise and the you know surly rumors that are going around on air about my lousy parties, they are going to get screwed so bad because I don't go anywhere without throwing a bash that they talk about for 5 weeks. So I'm going to own Denver on Monday more than all of the little local boys that do their little local shows that I like. I got nothing against them, but if they don't like me, I hope they all die. I don't care. I don't say nothing about them. They're doing their thing, and they don't like the fact that I'm dancing at that club, and I'll be raging. I'm busy. I'm going to get this dude on. You tell that dude in Atlanta that he's next because I like him. He is my new rock band on the Pharrell label. And I'm just going to... We're going to make so much money with that dude that somebody's going to... We're going to end up taking people's homes from him. I'm just doing some exercises, Max. I'm getting ready, Coop, for the... the gig on the road. So I got to do a lot of, like, you know, pre-conditioning. Right, Bill? I got preconditioning in here. Like, I jump up and down and I break stuff. And I, like, thrash dance or whatever they call it. Mosh this. Jesus. Did you hear that? Max, if you burp, I swear. What have I told you about belching on the bench, you wood splitter? All right, I got to talk to this dude in Atlanta. I like Johnny is from my new rock band, NE4. Of course, you've heard the famous She's So Crazy, written and directed by Pharrell. Music produced by John and the members of NE4. They have come out with their new album, and I'm not on it, but that's okay. I'm going to sponsor this thing, and it's going to be mammoth. Now, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, what's up, my man? How you doing?
Dude, I was so thrilled to get the letter I got from the band because I have so many people around me that have, you know, involved in the show in terms of, like, bands and stuff coming in from all angles that have, you know, they just use us. And they use us for the platform. But you dudes were the first dudes ever that wrote a letter that talked about not only about how much fun we had thrashing and making the album and listening to you guys cut your album, but the best thing about it was is how you talked about how drunk and buzzed we got partying together at my live gig.
Oh, yeah, man. That was excellent, dude.
That was just kick-ass.
Actually, we're working on it right now, man. We got a couple stogs. We got some beer. We're watching a hockey game, man. That's just a typical night out here, man, in Atlanta.
That's beautiful. Now, do you have Pharrell on in the back?
Pharrell's on the phone right now, man. We got to go out and get an antenna booster tomorrow to get you.
Oh, it's torture with that little whatever they got, little perimeter beamer they got spitting off signal downtown Atlanta.
You know how Atlanta is, you know.
The best thing to do is to be downtown from 10 to 1 in the east in Atlanta robbing some store if you want to hear the show. You got to be near. The U.S. scores. With 6 seconds left. Sather stomps his feet on the Canadian bench. Johnny LeClaire. So what do you think, John?
Man, how come Wayne Gretzky wears a salad bowl on his head? It looks like a salad bowl to me. What do you think?
Because his wife is a mixed salad. She is hot. She's got a bunch of different features, so she's like a mixed salad. If you had to go home every night to that, you'd wear, like, different hats every day. I'd be like, I'd wear a girdle. I think I'd probably end up, like, I don't know, having, like, 20, 30 kids out of it. Because I'd probably be always in the salad bowl. I'm telling you.
That's bad.
I am bad.
No, you're not bad. That's bad. I believe you.
I don't want to have 30 kids. Now, listen, you guys, I'm going to have your stuff on, guaranteed. Max is going to lay it down. We'll be jamming the new NE4 cuts within days. Maybe tomorrow night at Mickey Mantle's. It may be Thursday night at Mickey Mantle's when I'm in New York. Maybe it'll be Friday's gig in L.A. You guys are just going to have to get that whatever you call it, that signal breaker and
on
get
the net.
Yeah.
We'll get you on the net.
Well, God bless you. Then it'll come in crystal clear.
Beautiful.
Excellent.
Tell everybody I said hey.
All right, man. Pour me a double shot of Jagerschlager.
Get him a Schlager. Now, if you see Swami, would you do me a favor and punch him several times in the face?
Oh, that'll be fine. Yeah, we'll take care of that.
Thank you.
All right, man.
See you, dudes.
See you later, dude.
I like those guys. They're rowdy. Yeah, 6 seconds left in the game. They scored. And it's now what? 3-3? Oh, God. Overtime. Oh, my God. I may have to stop the show.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Jim in Philly, what's happening, dude?
Got you the main.
I got to be the main, you the main.
First time caller.
Hey, get him like $2,000 and a new car.
Yeah.
We could get him like a...
And some Yinglings.
Yeah, we could get him, yeah, some Yinglings too so he can like celebrate.
Yeah. You're talking about Lance Johnson that goes unnoticed.
Yeah.
We got somebody in this town gets no respect.
Eisenreich.
You got it.
Yeah, and he's...
Batting like 361.
Yeah, but he didn't he break his foot?
Nah.
Yeah, he did. He broke his foot.
He broke his foot?
Yeah, he's not playing right now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm like you. Sometimes I miss a week or two of their games and don't even let anything come near me that
it's
I would
hard
even...
to watch them every day.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be hard to read about the Phillies every day. It'd be torture.
Yeah.
But he is a guy that deserves it. And his daytime average is like 5,000.
Yep.
He hits great in the day games. We're plotting. We're planning. We're starting fights. I've been cussing a lot tonight for various reasons. I don't know what it is. I'm just cussing ass. Off air is even worse than on. Off air, I have a lot of, you know, Pharrell U's and this and that and a lot of finger pointing. They're all here tonight. Coop, VA, DC, Max, Bill. Bill is the guy that tonight showed up with the Stanley Cup ice surface from game 6, I believe it was. Game 7? They did go 7, didn't they? All I know is that I've got the Stanley Cup ice here from the Avalanche's championship, and we have it spread out all over the Westwood, like, offices, and it appears that we have a flood. We have a flood situation, a crisis, but the best thing was is that when all of the bosses were leaving, I told them that it was an earthquake preparedness class, that I was showing people how to conserve water for an emergency earthquake. DC, do you feel that my earthquake preparedness is better off with Stanley Cup ice?
Oh, yeah. He jiggles and jives. You know that.
Good one, DC.
I got a challenge for you, though. If Team USA wins this in overtime, how about Max drinks one of those pucks, the water from it?
I'm not going to talk about how many pucks I have in here because I may have to carry the entire Stanley Cup ice to Denver on Monday in ice pucks. That will be a lot of pucks. I'm thinking on at least 15 bags of pucks, which will cost me dearly on the airplane, I'm sure. Isn't it like $50 per bag once you pass the two-bag limit? And the first two bags are drug bags. And then the 15 bags thereafter will be ice bags. And that'll throw them. It'll throw them for a loop when they see me with ice bags and then drug bags. But I make Darren carry the drug bags because I'm not going to take the fall for Darren's drug habits on the road. Have you ordered my beer truck for New York to be delivered to my hotel room?
I didn't pass the credit check, man.
Get Max to get the corporate card out, get the beer truck delivered to my suite so that my beer is waiting for me when I arrive.
Max, what do you think?
Yeah, I was one step ahead of Deese. It's already covered.
Thank you, Max. I knew I could count on you, my beer-drinking, chody-snapping friend. B.A., what good are you in all of this? What are you going to do for me?
Absolutely nothing.
Thank you. That's the way I like it. Jeff in Atlanta.
Yeah, for real, you the man.
How can I be the man when I got all of these things I got going on?
Hey, man, give me a dry martini, shaken, not stirred.
All right. Like, man, whip it.
Hey, what about these college football coaches? Who do you think the NCAA is going to drop the bomb on this time?
I don't know, but I say have another one. Who are they going to drop the bomb on? Who do we want to attack? I don't know. Mark in Atlanta. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, hey, Pharrell.
What's going on, dude?
Oh, not a whole lot. How you doing?
Well, I've been better, but I'm doing all right. I got a lot of traveling I got
to
do.
All right. Well, you need to travel back here to Atlanta. We came and saw you at Barnacles.
Well, what makes you think I'm going to come back there right now?
Well, you need to.
Well, I'm busy.
Well, Craig Thomas and me over here with your sister.
Stay away from my sister, you drunk. You miserable. Who's laughing now that I hung up on your ass?
7 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow, up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Over. You believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable. We've won the Olympics. We've won the Olympics. We've won the... Oh. It's the World Cup? Oh. We've won the World Cup. It's... Oh, it's going to overtime? Okay. We're going to overtime at the World Cup. We're going to overtime at the World Cup. We're going to overtime. Yay!
Yippee!
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Rock and roll!
Forever!
Czechs!
USA!
Communists!
All the way!
Jag off!
From the Bay!
Get him off the ice!
Like a bunch of rice.
You bum. You soft. Throw the elbows, you. You. I mean, there are so many baseball games tonight that the last time I went through the baseball scores, it took 30 minutes. They've added 16 expansion teams tonight alone into the league. And they've all started up from scratch tonight under the lights. New franchises, new uniforms, new owners, more trouble for baseball. Let me read some of the details to you. Oh. Ooh. Dodgers have runners on second. Nobody out. Wallach two up. Here we go. Okay. The Cards beat the Giants 1-0. The Astros 4-3 over the Phillies, which was exciting news, I'm sure, for everybody. Cleveland 7-5 over Cali. Milwaukee beat Boston 11-10. Baltimore 5-1 over the White Sox. Texas 11-8 over Toronto. Oakland 7-0 over Minnesota. Kansas City 4-2 over Seattle. Games going on. Top 12, Shea. Mets, Marlins, 3s. Cubs up on the Expos, 8-3. Wrigley, bottom 8. Bottom 6, Colorado trailing the Braves, 6-5. Bottom 3, Dodgers up 5-0 on the Reds. Top 3, San Diego leading the Pirates, 3-1. That's it. Oh, here's that little. Young man. Young. Everyone to the left, to the right, to the left. Out come the lighters. Max, you got my lighter? Give me the lighter, not the joint, you. Don't pass that my way, I'll get arrested. I'm in this concert. Wasting time is what I do to get under DC's skin. It's so easy to do. I don't have to do anything that they tell me, because I am the king of the ship, and don't you forget it. Renteria, free enemas with a home run in the top of the 12th to take the lead on the Mets. That's that shortstop that plays for the Marlins, Renteria enema bags. Anyway, Coop, do me a favor and just punch DC in the face. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. That'll just shut that problem off.
Still standing, sucker.
Go ahead and hit him again. God, he won't drop.
No, he dropped, bro. Coop knocked him.
Ooh, sweet. Is he hurt? Get somebody else in on the hooks.
Ouch.
Oh, Goose gave him a little.
Max, I'm touching my ass.
I thought it was Coop. It was Max. I'm sorry, Coop. Don't ever let me get you instigated into that fray. Johnny B's in Brooklyn on the bench.
Scotty, my man.
I've been wasting time, Johnny B. I'm sorry.
That's all right, buddy. Listen, the town's waiting for you to come in here Wednesday, Thursday.
I am so excited.
I tell you, they're rocking and rolling.
I'm so excited to leave that I've decided to fly cargo. I'm going to go cargo in one of those dog hampers, and I'm going to drink dog water, and I'm going to eat dog food the whole way there so that I just am a dirty dog when I get there.
Listen, before you forget, pour me a Golden Coors, will you?
Yeah, get him one of those.
Listen, I got the most beautiful Italian-American princess I want you to meet there Thursday night. She's dying to meet you.
I can't wait, man.
All right.
I mean it. I cannot wait to see.
She can cook, and she knows football.
Well, listen to this. There is no doubt that, okay, I've already rated the Portland show that I did live at that brewery as the number one show of the year. Now, this is a chance for New York to, like, recommit itself to being the most violent, hated city in the world by showing up big on Wednesday and Thursday night. I need a full-tilt blowout. I need anger. You know what I mean, Johnny? Yeah. I think he hung up. Just a little riff here. I like this one, too. This pisses off my bosses. Oh, and then they just take off on a riff. Can I time this perfectly so that, Max, once again, your brilliance could be, like, spotlighted so that we could, like, go out of the break with just, like, that total, like, riff city? Raider A's in that southwest Texas town of El Paso.
Hey, Pharrell. Speaking of Max's brilliance there, get that man a schlag on me for playing that great Jane's Addiction 3 Days, my favorite cut I requested many months ago, and I heard it again earlier on.
Yeah, I like that one too, and I'll tell you.
It's got some great rips, don't it?
No doubt. Hey, you got to be feeling good, Raider Ray, about the fact that you guys haven't won a football game in 10 months.
Well, see, I wasn't going to bore you tonight with my pathetic 0-2 Raiders, but I got to think with Haas starting this weekend that things will definitely improve for the better.
I agree. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to do it all week. I am fully convinced, and without a doubt, I'm going to ride all of these. I'm taking the teams that have not won now that are finally getting home, Oakland, the Giants, and Cincinnati, New England, those four will get their first win. Not only that, but Philadelphia will come off of the Monday night game in Green Bay and beat the Lions, and that means that they're going to be 2-1. They have not played at home either, and I feel sorry for San Diego going to Green Bay, too. No one wants to go there. I feel sorry for anybody that has to go there because I agree with Brett Favre that everyone should be able to score no points there, and then the Packers are going to score 40 on you.
Hey, Pharrell, I finally figured out, I think, what it's going to take to get you down to El Paso for a gig. I think I'm going to just bust out and win the lottery this weekend, and I think that's what it's going to take to get you down here. And hopefully I'm going to bring my buddy George from Charlotte down so he can do his NASCAR update while he's down here.
I have never been greedy about doing the tour. The Ferrella Rome tour has never been about greed. I have always done it based on potential for bash. If the potential is there for a good bash, I go. Now listen to this as you go out. Just listen to it.
Wow.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
This is Quicksand. Coop's in here tonight. His wife is pissed off. He stormed out the door. BA's here, but he is scheduling my appearances and my book signatures. Notice how I never do book signings. I called it a book signature. When I have a bunch of book appearances in New York, like Stern and Rodman, these two, you know, 15 appearances a week to sign books. You will never see me sign books, ever. You will never see me write a book, ever. You will never see me exploit my ass doing anything. I don't even sell Pharrell and T-shirts anymore, okay? I'm into totally doing the gig for the fans now and no one else.
No, but if you ever wanted a book signed, you'll sign it for them.
I'll sign books, but not anything that I've written.
You can do your own signature, or you can fake the other author.
Or I can just plagiarize like I did in college for 5 years. I was the king of plagiarism, and I believe in it fully. I believe in all cheating. If you can get away with it, do it. Is that fair enough? If you have to, in school, kill your teacher if you have to get the grade. I've been a firm believer in beating teachers. They beat me. I was beaten senseless in school by principals and by, you know, smart-ass I swear to God, a gym teacher grabbed me once, and I bit his ear off. I don't like nobody touching me. I get so mad
this is
if anybody comes near me. I'll snap on them. I don't even know what. I'll bungee jump on their face.
The name's Francis Sawyer. But everybody calls me Psycho. Any of you guys call me Francis, and I'll kill you. You just made the list, buddy.
Oh, look at this. It's a rink rat in Vegas. The Sin City to make it up in the middle of it all on the 8-4-0 KVG.
Daddy, I can't believe it. Doug Waite just took a cheap penalty. Carey Fraser, that cheese calls nothing. And we gotta play shorthanded for 2 minutes in overtime.
And they give Messier the little acting job.
Oh, jeez, I can't believe it.
Did he cut his lip?
This does not get any better than this, though. Canada, USA, and the world.
It doesn't get any better than this. I think this is, you know, I'm actually going to say, this is better than sex.
Well, it's better than baseball, that's for sure. Hey, Scotty.
Week from
Saturday, Scotty. What are you doing?
This Saturday?
A week from Saturday.
Saturday, Monday I go to Denver. A week from Saturday, there are options. Some people have been talking dirty about me flying to Knoxville to see the Gators and the Vols. Why? What's better?
Hey, it's preseason, but it's Rangers and Ducks, eh, and the Vegas, eh?
Ah!
Afterward, eh?
Well, maybe I should do a quick John over to the Mac.
Okay.
And
hey,
then
good talking to you again, eh?
It's always good to hear from you, Rink Rat. Hey, where are they playing at? The Mac?
That's the Commie Mac.
All right. I love you, man. Keep calling. Mike and Elliot.
Brell, you are the man.
Mike, how could I even start thinking about being a man when I know that I'm not going to be here on Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday I'm coming back in to do the gig in Buena Park at the National Sports Grill, and I know that that night you'll be there, so you'll be the man.
Hey, Brell, give me a shot of Jack and a Rolling Rock Chaser, baby.
Get him, yeah, one of those Arnie little spleefs.
Hey, can you hook me up Friday night with some VIPs for my birthday, baby?
Oh, Friday night at the National, you just get there, and I guarantee you, you'll be treated with VIP status from Pharrell. Because if it's your birthday, I'm buying shots, and...
Hey, I want to buy you one.
Well, I'm busy. I'll be there, though.
Hey, man, I need your lock.
Wait a minute. It's
Friday for college this weekend.
It's Friday the 13th, so remember, I could die in a plane wreck, or I could die on the 91 going to the gig.
Hey, man, you'll be there in spirit anyways. It don't matter.
It doesn't matter if you die, Pharrell. We'll carry on with you.
Hey, man, I got Colorado State in the points and BYU in the points. I need a third team, man. What do you think?
Colorado State, who are they playing?
They got Oregon minus Graziani, getting like five.
Right, and Oh, that's right. And they're getting 5.5, but they're on the road. I have a feeling that Oregon will get the job done with this guy. What's his name? Like, he's got like four names. Like Johnson, Jason Smith, Britton Berger. He's got like some funky name. He's going to be starting for him. I think that's dangerous. BYU and Washington. BYU's not going to win up in Puget. Forget it. Forget it.
Come on, Sarkisian, 500 yards, man. Watch it.
Not going to throw for 500 yards right in Puget Sound. The balls are watered down there.
We're going to take the over on that one.
They fill the footballs with water. Be careful. No. Who would I go with? Well, all right. First of all, Arizona at home is going to dance on Illinois' ass like everybody else is going to do this year. And if I have to say anything more than USC 55-3 over their asses this past week, then we got problems. UCLA is going to dole on Northeast Louisiana the 31 and then some. I think Utah laying 5 to SMU, going there to Texas is good. The Utes, they just beat Stanford on the road. The WAC is laughing at everybody. I think Kansas on the road at TCU is maybe one of the best games of the week. I'm willing to say Jayhawks are going to get the job done. Is that what they're called, the Kansas Jayhawks?
That's them.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to check. Memphis at Missouri. Missouri finally wins a game because Memphis plays with cheerleaders. Okay. Wake Forest, they've been beating everybody, and they've been covering. They beat Northwestern. 15 points, Georgia Tech. I think Georgia Tech's going to blow them out in Atlanta, and Houston at Pitt should be canceled. Oregon State will not cover the 25. USC will bomb them at the Coliseum, and there will be an earthquake. Iserman from the left, dotted, trickled past Richter. Canada wins 4-3 in overtime. Talk about like pride. It's all about just like, oh my God, these guys are. Glenn Sather looked more fired up when they scored that than when they won their cups. He did. Let me clear my throat. Who's eating bananas in here? What do I got a banana in my bucket for? That's my spit bucket. I get a banana in my spit bucket. DC is perplexed. You should see his face. He's like, a banana. A banana. I got people eating bananas in here now. What's next, man? Apples? Jerry in Chicago on nothing.
Yeah, on nothing.
Jerry, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, isn't that great, though? At least I still get the chance to talk to you.
God bless you for coming through in the clutch and keeping the Windy City Pharrell Purpose alive.
Counting the days down until you're back here.
I am, too. And believe me, I don't count on weekends, though. I just wait for the weeks to pass.
It will be here. Listen, I want to talk to you about a baseball player.
I waited for San Francisco to pass, and it never passed. It never came about. So, Jerry, don't hold your breath.
We'll see what happens.
Think big.
I want to talk to you about a baseball player, your opinion about him. But first, you were talking about a teacher before.
Yeah.
Teacher. Did you ever have one that had alcohol in their breath?
I had several that had a lot of stuff on their breath.
Yeah.
I had several that had bad breath.
I had a track coach who always had vodka breath.
Oh, I believe it. He was probably like the same guy that was chasing around the students.
He was, actually. All right. Moises
alone. I heard this story about some teacher that was, he had the entire cheerleading, this happened like a couple days ago, had the entire cheerleading squad out to his house for a party, and he was filming them changing into swimsuits, and he's going to jail now for a few years to think about it.
He forgot to put tape over the flashing red light.
Well, the best thing is in this, yeah, he forgot to put the tape over the flashing, you're right, and then the problem is that in the, you know, Fed prison, they don't have the flashing light at all. They just do the movie without the camera.
All righty. Baseball player, Moises Alou. What do you think about him?
I just cranked my tooth again. God, one of these days, I'm going to knock it out like Ricky. Let's fix it. Thank you. Sorry, Jerry.
It's all right.
What do you got?
Your tooth takes priority.
If I don't have that front tooth, I'm going to have a problem. I'll talk like, Lou Holtz, soup and sandwiches, around 60 sounds, super swell. I'll see you then. Anyway, what was the baseball player you want to talk about?
Yeah, what do you think of Moises Alou? Is he a jerk or what? What's with this guy?
Gee, it sure seems like you've formulated your opinion.
Well, I'm sitting here with the volume down and watching the Cubs Expos game, and he's just Every time I see this guy, he just looks like a total jerk. I mean, he looks like he hates baseball.
No, I think...
Is it because he's not going to get re-signed with Montreal or what?
No, Joe Theismann said that Keyshawn Johnson is the real jerk, and I still believe it's Steve Martin. 800-BENCH-29. Thank you, Coop. That was nice. Coop with the VH riff as I cleared another trachea Luger out. I told you that Monday and Tuesday were going to be trachea Hawker release night so that I could, prepare myself for the, gigs in New York. Daryl in Hollywood.
Hey, Scotty, what's up, man?
What's up, D?
Hey, man, if I'm in the middle of the forest, all right, and I say that you're the man, even though nobody could hear it, are you still the man?
Now, I mean, there's a problem there because I have a feeling that some of my canine friends from the cat family, the mountain lion, and particularly the rhinoceros, fang-toothed, horned-faced frog, will back me with a little E-man.
That's beautiful, man. Hey, check this out, man. I'm in this pool at work, all right?
Georgia the Jungle would be there as well, supporting the effort with a little, vine swinging and package deliverance.
Hey, man, I'm in this pool at work, all right?
Yeah.
And it's straight picks, no points. Anyway, I know it's a real whoosh kind of pool. Anyway.
That's the kind of pool they have here at Westwood.
Yeah.
No points, just pick the winner, and then you get your $12 every Tuesday when they count up the winnings.
Exactly. Anyway, I like every home team this week except Seattle. What do you think about that? Every single home team except for Seattle.
I picked Seattle to beat Kansas City for some strange, bizarre, unknown reason. I have a feeling that Rick Meyer is going to throw for 800 yards. I think that that's a very strong case. I'm looking up and down the list right now, and I think that he's right. I think that every single home team is going to win except Seattle. And I mean it. I'm looking at Green Bay over San Diego, Miami over the Jets, Chicago over the Vikings, Oilers over the Ravens. Philly over the Lions, New England over Zona, back in Arizona. They should go back to Arizona. They should die in Arizona. New Orleans and Cincy. I like the Bengals. Dallas at home against the Colts. And Seattle I like at home over Kansas City. Giants over the Skins at home. Oakland over the Jags at home. And then Denver at home over Tampa. And then Steelers Monday night. Yeah, I have a feeling you're right. That is strange. I didn't even realize it that way. I like every single home team against the number. Isn't that crazy? That is so crazy. I think I should call my attorney. 800-BENCH-29. The Rockies reportedly will decline to exercise their option on Brett Saberhagen. The Rocky Mountain News is reporting that Colorado will let him become a free agent, but are interested in working him a deal with new incentives, but they want to sign him to a minor league deal. That's what's pissing him off. He will not sign a minor league deal. He wants a major league deal, and he is not worth a nickel. So that's where the problem stems from. The fact that he wants a lot, but he's not worth anything. Dude, your arm is Swiss cheese. Why don't you go back to Kansas City or something where it all started and, I don't know, farm? No, I can get you into a barbecue place in KC that is kick-ass, and you could work there, and they don't give you $5 million a year. But I'll tell you what, dude, you'll get fat. You'll suck like barbecue lip finger jizz. I love barbecue. I am the biggest fan of barbecue ever. In fact, I scrape my teeth on a daily basis with the soft, dried cack on the grill the day after a barbecue. I like the charcoal chunk the next day. It's not good for you.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.